Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape, Drive Time, where else in the universe and on the planet? The third Transform Africa Summit kicked off yesterday at the Kigali Convention Center, Convention Center in Rwanda, attracting about 3,000 delegates. The summit convenes African leaders and representatives, private sector players, development partners, and representatives of organizations in the ICT field. This year's summit's focus is on smart cities, with an aim to ensure African capitals embrace technology to effectively deliver services. Joining us from Rwanda is Fazlan Fransman, an analyst with Insight to Impact, as well as the Director of Communications at Daleo Solutions. Fazlan, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam, Shafiq. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Alhamdulillah. How has it been going so far at the Transform Africa Summit? African civil society is certainly not sleeping, although the politicians might be stealing the money.
No, most certainly, but it has definitely been one of those conferences where you've seen leaders within each sector and leaders not just within the political sphere or the heads of companies, but you've seen leaders within civil society. So I think you hit the point sort of right on the head in the sense that the summit really was about bringing together all stakeholders within the ICT sector to say, let's see how we can put ICT kind of at the center of the social development agenda. And I think that is something that's very critical, but also very innovative within the context of the African continent.
Do you think that what makes it easy, in a sense, is that modern digital communication systems don't have to cost a lot of money? We know they cost a lot of money in South Africa because our service providers here rip us off. But generally speaking, the services are cheap.
Yes, and I think I think I'll start off perhaps with an example. So when I arrived in Rwanda on Sunday evening, I bought 3 gigs of data for less than 70 rand. And I think that is one shocking within the context of South Africa. But I also think it's symptomatic of how the rest of Africa is thinking about what the role, you know, digitizing can play within the development of Africa. And I'll just use one example of, you know, a young girl that actually came and pitched at the conference. So she was, you know, from Senegal within sort of the rural areas. And within the rural areas in Senegal, there's what is called cereal banks. And literally what they do is they store harvests in the time where their harvest is happening, so that when there's drought, they have harvest for when there isn't food. And literally she came up with a scenario which said that the reality is that these farmers have lots of assets, but if they were to go to a bank or if they were to go to any institution, they wouldn't be recognized as having any assets whatsoever. And so literally she engineered or developed a prototype to digitize the system. And I think this is one example of the type of solutions that are coming up, that are being shared across the continent. And I think that we can all learn from, just in terms of taking back to our individual countries and seeing what are the challenges that we face and how can we match it to the ICT sector.
Now, what got my interest immediately was you said it was a young person. And my anecdotal encounters with what you're talking about is that young people in Africa do not lack imagination. Perhaps what they lack is opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And I think I agree with you 100%. And I think maybe if we take it within the context of South Africa, I think, at this conference, a lot of people, you know, refer to South Africa as being a very developed country. But the sort of the negative part of that is that our level of inventions, just in terms of South Africa, is actually not as high as some of the other African countries, specifically in East Africa, where I've also seen a lot of, you know, sort of people coming up with ICT ideas that are linked to social development. And it made the entire group that came came from South Africa really questioned why is it that we're lagging behind in this sector, and not lagging behind in that we don't have access to it, but lagging behind in that we're not really pushing our youth to develop, you know, within ICT and specifically linking it to social development. And I think that is something that even as a South African citizen, we really need to question, you know, in terms of what we prioritize. These, if you look at Rwanda, for example, Rwanda has a ministry for ICT specifically, for youth and ICT. And it's all about how do we develop innovation within, with young people that matches to social development objectives. And I think when we start thinking about our framework within that context, I think our solutions would be orientated more towards, you know, digitizing. But I think as a South African society, we tend to separate the two. ICT is something that happens there, and social development is something that happens in a completely different sphere. So I think there's also a mindset shift that needs to take place within our country, right from the top, all the way down, just around how we can use the, you know, ICT to push a social development agenda.
Do you think the problem in South Africa, I'm going to be totally blunt about this, is the country is run by too many old farts?
I think that might be a challenge that we face, because I'll give you an example. Minister Siyabonga Twele is here as well, and he is here within the capacity as Minister of Telecommunications, which links to ICT in many instances, but it's a very traditional way of looking at ICT. And I realized that yesterday when we were in a session and everybody else had ministers there that were relating to ICT, but ours was called telecommunications. And I just felt that we were one step behind kind of the rest of Africa within this field. And I think it has to do with the, in actual fact, you know, the fact that we have a lot of older people that are kind of controlling the narrative around ICT, to keep it maybe politically correct.
Look, I mean, I often wonder whether our president knows how to send an email. And, you know, I mean, Mr. Twele, with all respect to him, he's not in the flush of youth. I mean, I'm totally honest when I'm saying these things. I'm at the age where I can speak without fear or favor. But, I mean, I do honestly think that government needs, as part of its whole empowerment outlook, to get young people into these positions, because they can drive us towards the future, because they understand the technology. I mean, honestly, some people that I meet in government still don't know what how to use their cell phones properly.
Yes, exactly. And I want to just use one example of you know, a delegation that was from Uganda, and they were actually what is called an innovation hub. And all that they do, so they get funding from the government, but all that they really do is capacitate young people to come up with innovative ideas.
Wow.
And I think it really speaks to what you're saying about, you know, having young voices within the conversation. And I think that is a mind shift that we have to make as a country, because otherwise we're still going to be doing things in a very traditional sense. And I mean, another example, and it's not very prevalent in South Africa, is the use of mobile money. So mobile money basically gives anybody with any type of cell phone access to pay for anything. So you don't need institutionalized systems like banks or ATMs. You can use a very basic, if it's a Nokia 3310, to be able to pay or buy for things. And these are the type of inventions that are happening, you know, in the African continent. And whereas if you look at South Africa, we have the same challenges in rural areas, but we're not really looking at learning from some of our your counterparts, you know, in the rest of Africa. So I do think that this has to be, and I'm glad the South African government sent a delegation, because it has to be a learning curve where we look at what are we doing that we can learn, you know, from the rest of Africa from.
Yeah, Fazlan, the challenge is out there. Before you get old, there's work to be done.
Indeed. But for yourself as well. And I think it has to be something that we all mobilize around, because I'm so excited just about by, you know, the immense amount of ideas that I've seen, you know, coming up, you know, and I'll just want to add. So they have, you know, I know that there is in South Africa, we have a Shark Tank, but here at the conference, we had Face the Gorillas. So even with this, there was, you know, people that came from all over Africa, and it's not, you know, your wealthiest few, but they came from all over Africa to pitch these ideas. And literally you had investors there who had a social development mindset to say, does this idea meet a social development agenda? Yes, I will fund it and I will do it. And the reality, there was not a single South African, you know, sort of group that were pitching there. And I feel that is something that, you know, as a country that has huge infrastructure compared to the rest of Africa, we should be pushing.
Fazlin Fransman, Director of Communications, Delaware Solutions, thanks for chatting to us. Everything of the best, and let's hope South Africa does wake up to the rest of the continent. But shukran.
Afwan, salam alaikum.
Drive Time 91.3, always on the cutting edge.